This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. Ouachita Parish Sheriff Jay Russell has announced he will not seek re-election, and he'll retire on June 30th next year. Russell has been with the Ouachita Parish Sheriff's Office for almost four decades, serving in various roles. Russell's already endorsed his chief deputy, Mark Mayshaw, as his successor in the October 14th primary. Louisiana DOTD will hold a meeting in Monroe on Tuesday to discuss adding an additional lane to I-20 in both directions from U.S. Highway 165 to east of Garrett Road. The new lanes would be located in the existing median. The public meeting is scheduled for Tuesday from 5 to 7 at the Monroe Public Safety Center. Governor John Bel Edwards is in Washington before the U.S. Senate Budget Committee this morning. Edwards says he's there to discuss the fiscal consequences of climate change on infrastructure. The governor says climate change is playing a role in producing powerful hurricanes, heat waves, and coastal erosion. The Northeast Louisiana Celtic Festivals, typically held in the Caroli Park, but this year is going to move to Lazar Park. The city of West Monroe has been working on the bridge entering Caroli Park. It doesn't look like it'll be done by July 27th. The festival will kick off at 9:30 a.m. in Lazar. I'm Corey Crow. This is 90.3 KEDM Monroe, a community service of the University of Louisiana, Monroe.